Rav Yosef Tzvi Rimon, can a newspaper person, how does a newspaper person work in terms of halachas of Lashon Hara?
So, and they keep in both names. הנושא שרציתי לדבר עליו הוא האם יכול להיות עיתונאי דתי? Can you have a religious journalist? Can someone be involved with newspaper, with press, and keep הלכות לשון הרע? האם זה הולך ביחד, לשון הרע ועיתונאי? או שאומרים, אין מה לעשות, you should choose either, או זה או זה, והדבר הזה, this issue, is important also for someone that is a journalist, and also for someone that is reading newspaper, may you read newspaper, and also for other cases of לשון הרע לתועלת. לשון הרע לתועלת. לשון הרע for good reasons, we'll say. For good purpose. לשון הרע לתועלת. I made copies of few papers that will be arriving soon. But meanwhile, we start with this. The Gemara in Shavuot. Dr. Wiesen, around the world in 80 days, exactly that. The Gemara in Shavuot, Lametet Amud Bet, says, I even don't know if you have it in your page or not. No, you haven't got it. Okay.
Yeah,
what? Oh.
Do you want something? Let's just make it higher. I think people still can't see in the back.
I don't know if higher will help. Larger will help, but not with the higher. Help something?
Maybe. Oh.
A little. Yes, better?
I can't see through you.
Okay, well, we'll do what we can.
Okay. There were another two pages, but because the last minute I didn't want to print too many now, but in the last minute. The Gemara in Shavuot. You haven't got it in your pages, if you have it on the wall here, speaks about two people that made business together, and one of them doesn't believe the other one. He tells him, you took money, you are, I can't trust you, and he wants him to swore. Now we know that it's not so good to swore, but sometimes we have no choice. The Im Amar Hareini Nishba, Im says, okay, one of them says, I'm ready, I'm going to swear that I'm okay. Ha'omdim Sham, Omrim Zelaze, Suruna Me'al Ahole Anashim Ha'Resha'im Ha'Ede. All the people around say, go away from those wicked Reshaim that are standing here. What's the problem with this sentence? Suruna me'al ha'ole ha'anashim ha'reshaim ha'ele. It's not good to swear, but who is swearing here? Just one. The other one is the one who works with him. His partner doesn't swear. Rak echad nishva. השני לא נשבע, אז למה עולה האנשים הרשעים האלה, למה שניהם רשעים? רק אחד רשע, זה שנשבע הוא רשע. זה גמור, הביש למה הוא דקה משתבה, קיים באיסורה. The one who swears, this is an issue, it's not good to swear. Especially that one of them is a liar here. If you swear, we know that something here won't be the best. אלא, ההוא דקמשמע ליה, the other one that is not swearing, that he's swearing because of him. כמשבע ליה, שהוא משביע אותו. עמי, כדתניא, why he considered the רשע? רבי שמעון בן טרפון אומר, שבועת השם תהיה בין שניהם, מלמד שחלה שבועה על שניהם. שבועת השם תהיה בין שניהם, וגמור אסר, בשבועה, goes on both of them. Why? Just one of them swore. Why the Shvua goes on both of them? This is explained by Rashi.
He behaves like he is in America. Okay.
You should remember all the time he's Israeli, his computer. Forget it.
His court.
So Rashi explains what you can see from. Rashi explains, חלה על שניהם ששניהם נענשים בה.
It doesn't matter for me.
My mother prefers that I speak in English. Don't forget that you were born in London. Don't forget that, yes. I'm giving, I think, 15 shiurim in the States and Canada. And just two places ask me for Hebrew. And usually in the end they regret also. This is one of the places.
Why? שלא דקדק למסור ממונו ביד נאמן ובאו לידי חילול השם.
Rashi says, the other one, the other partner, we blame him, why didn't you check with who are you doing business? If you would check beforehand, if you would check that he's Ne'eman, that he's straight, then you would trust him. If he would tell you that the money got lost, you wouldn't ask him to swear. אם מישהו כאן נשבע, שבועה חלה על שניהם, the one who swears is not okay because he swears. The other one is not okay because he didn't check with who he's doing business. לא בדק עם מי הוא עושה עסק, ובגלל זה עכשיו הוא מביא אותו לידי שבועה. החפץ חיים proves from this source that you may check details לטו אלף, for good reason. You may check details if your purpose is that you see with who are you doing business. If you want שידוך for your daughter, you can check and see with who are you doing now, who is the boy. You can ask, check about him. This is not לשון הרע. לשון הרע לתועלת, you may say.
And I have to explain another thing here. Usually, we know that also if something is very important for you, you won't do aveira to reach it. Let's say you have $100 million, let's say, and let's say you know that now it's Shabbos and you have to sign one word. If you won't sign, let's say Madoff will take all your money or someone else. Doesn't matter, you know, in 1 minute you can, and from then you'll be, I'm saying Madoff because there were two people 2 years ago that promised job gratis. Also I asked to help Gush Katif people, each one of them promised $300,000. And a week before they gave it, they said with Madoff, so we did, I thought maybe to take the kind of loans good for them, but I didn't. But for us it didn't help in the end. Also if you know you use all your money, everything, you must, one word on Shabbat, you can't do it. You can't write a word on Shabbat, maybe you'll take a goy, you'll do this, but let's say no goy. Now you have to sign. You will use all your money, but you won't do an aveira. In this case, you may say lashon hara, because you, like this, you have better business. Why? Toelet, why better business or better shidduch allows us to do an aveira of lashon hara? I think the answer is that all lashon hara is when your meaning, המטרה שלך, היא לדבר רע. But if your goal is to make good in the world, and you say לשון הרע for good reasons, for good purpose, then it doesn't consider לשון הרע. It's not that you say לשון הרע, but you say, okay, for a שידוך, you may say לשון הרע. For a good partner, in your business, you may say לשון הרע. If it's for good reasons, for shidduch, for partner, for something like this, then it doesn't consider at all as lashon hara. All this is a beginning to understand why newspaper can be a very good thing. Itonut, newspaper, press, זה דבר טוב, דבר חיובי, זה דבר שהוא באמת בסדר, כי הוא, המטרה היא לעשות תועלת, המטרה היא לדאוג שיש אנשים שהם לא בסדר, וצריך לדעת שהם לא בסדר, ובזכות העיתון יש הרבה אנשים בעולם שהיו צריכים לתקן את עצמם. A lot of people in the world had to change themselves, or people didn't make business with them more because of the newspapers. So this thought is important for each one of us, but also for all the world of press and newspapers. But, unfortunately, not always the newspapers are going according to this rule. If we want to go according to this rule, we have 7 rules, that Chafetz Chaim told us, that just if we keep all 7 of them, just then we can say, okay, this is Lashon Hara L'Toelet. In the last page here, in a minute we'll go to the middle, Chafetz Chaim says, seven rules. I'll start with the fifth one, Prat HaChamishi. You see Prat HaChamishi? In the, almost in the bottom. Prat HaChamishi, שיכוון לתועלת, והוא העיקר שעליו סובב כל ההתר הזה. The main thing, says Chafetz Chaim, is your kavone, your meaning will be for good service, neto ele. Why is it so important? I think it's so important because what you said right now. All the hatred for Lashon Hara letoelet is because you mean for a good reason, so it's not Lashon Hara. But if you are interested not in good, not what are you interested when you are journalist maybe? When you have a wow, something now, you have a scoop, you know what is a scoop? You have a scoop now. You are, what is your goal, your mission? You want to do good things in the world. What is it? Sell the newspapers, be famous, everyone speak about you. It's very difficult. And I think it's not as difficult, but you behave differently. You behave differently because if the goal is let to elet, you do the things much more carefully. In a minute we'll check it. And you think twice before you advertise something. And if the goal is to be famous, to sell the paper, well, okay, it is for good reason in the end. But you haven't got this haters. You are not in the hater of Lashon Hara to elet because you enjoy very much saying this Lashon Hara. Yes.
Can you define
so a list of other Israelis? Is Mitzvah that everybody would agree that for the common good of the Tzibur, was Mitzvah that was good for your objective, your economic objective? To elit is 100% for people, not for you. Not just for you, because if it's just for you, so it's between you and him. So for you won't make business with him, but if you want to public it, so then it should be good, important for the public, not for everyone, because not everyone it's and in a minute I'll show a few rules that explain it more. Yes.
One of the problems is that very often with like Republican newspaper writes about Democrats or Democrats write about Republicans, the other thing in Eretz Yisrael,
right.
It would be better for Torah Toelas. Because everybody thinks, if I find the worst thing about the other party, I'm going to do God knows how much good. So very often, if it were the toilet, it would be much better. It wouldn't be so vicious.
First of all, the toilet can be a machloket. What is the toilet? Someone thinks that this is the toilet. He thinks that to speak about something is wow, to save the world. And the other one thinks exactly the opposite. But, okay, if it's a Shem Shamayim, maybe it's okay also, although it depends how you do it. In a minute we see. We can't in everything say exactly what is Letoelet. Although there are a few rules that I think are important for every side. In a minute, let's see more rules and then we'll understand a little more. פרט הראשון, שיראה זה הדבר בעצמו ולא על ידי שמיעה מאחרים. The first rule, Chafetz Chaim says, that you need to see it yourself and not to hear from other one. Now you understand that if you say this rule, no one can be journalist. Right? You agree? Who sees it in his eyes? Today. Maybe sometimes you saw in your eyes that someone was a thief, for usually you hear. Explain, I see you different.
Well, the idea is to prevent a crime, if you know somebody's a thief. Right? So, seeing it firsthand, or knowing it secondhand, I don't see how someone else is going to be compromised there.
Well, sometimes you say there was court against him, there was but sometimes you checked in a few ways, you asked this one, and this one told you, it's not something that you can swear, that you saw in your eyes, that you know, there's another step, after you saw it, to translate it, to say, what is it? But also to see, when you hear a story from someone, you know that usually the story is a little bigger than what really happened. When you see something yourself, you can say it more correct. Now, Chafetz Chaim here says, to see it by yourself, it's also important not in the press, it's also important for each one of us. Each one of us at home. You hear about a babysitter that she's... but you never saw it, you just heard from here, from there, about a teacher, about... So Chafetz Chaim says that you mustn't say if you didn't see yourself. But Chafetz Chaim has also footnotes. Usually people read Chafetz Chaim, and when they read just what's written up, they feel it's too machmir for them. But if they read all Chafetz Chaim, they see all the things together, and Chafetz Chaim, in his footnotes, not there, but in another place, this is another page that I also copying, but was too much, many pages you can give. But Chafetz Chaim says, in Rechilut Klal Tet, in the bottom, footnote Tet, Rechilut Tet Tet, Chafetz Chaim says, that if you didn't hear it, you didn't see it yourself, you just heard it from others, you may say it, but you may say it in the same suffix that you know it. You mustn't say, Adam Azeh Ganav. How do you know it's Ganav? You saw it? You can say, I heard from this person, or from this and this person, that this person is not okay. But you have to say it in the same level that you know it. You mustn't say, and sometimes people say things as if it's, 100%, and they heard it from other people. פרט שני, says חפץ חיים, להיזהר מאוד שלא להחליט תכף שדבר הזה הוא בכלל גזל והזק והונאה דברים. חפץ חיים says, check well if what you see is really bad. Maybe it's not something that you can translate in another way. There are a lot of things that it seems very bad, but when you check, you say, okay, maybe it's not so bad, maybe according to halakha, maybe it's not so bad as I thought in the beginning. And Chafetz Chaim also afterwards says something סימילר, פרט הרביעי, שיזהר שכל הסיפור יהיה אמת בלי תערובת שקר ושלא לגזם העניין יותר. To check that all the story would be correct with nothing that a little, בעברית הוא יסי, לנפח את הסיפור. How you say in English? לנפח, like you blew a balloon. Everyone, I don't know if once happened to you that you knew something that you were in a situation and afterwards you read it in the paper. You saw something that you know it's, and in the paper it's few pages. They know how to speak all day. This is a kisharon. And to hear that things are correct, this is important also for each one of us. When I visited my house in Alon Shul 10 years ago, the Kablan, you know what is Kablan?
Yeah.
The Kablan that I almost closed with, I was told that he is going לפשוט את הרגל. You know what is לפשוט את הרגל? Bankrupt. This is, if someone doesn't know it, it seems to take the foot out. לפשוט את הרגל. So he's going to be bankrupt. Don't make business with him. I asked the person, how do you know? He said, oh, everyone knows. I told him, how did you hear? He said, I heard from this one. I phoned to that one. I asked him, how did you know? He said, oh, no, I heard from this one. I went till I got to the first one. It's not from Alon Shvut, it's from somewhere else, a woman. I asked her, how do you know that he's going to be bankrupt? So she said, what do you mean? Everyone knows it. I said, but how do you know? She said, look, he sold now his car. He fired his best worker. I mean, it's obvious. I went to him and I asked him, why did you sell your car? So he told me, my car was too small, too old. I bought a new one, in a few days it will come. Why did you fire a worker? So he told me, wow, you know, this is my best Jewish worker, but he's going now to study. He left me. And I thought, wow, unbelievable. People stopped building with this kablan because of stories that are, and I built with him in the end. And Baruch Hashem, it was good. But I'm saying it because we hear a lot of people, oh, okay, we understand that this person is not okay. This, you have to check better. And this is something very, very important in Klalei Lashon Hara, that you check it till the end. And Chafetz Chaim here adds also that sometimes, maybe someone made something wrong, but maybe his punishment should be $100, let's say in money, let's say, but when you publish it in the paper, it's something that it's like to damage him in $1 million, because he'll never find a job. Not always when someone made something wrong, it says that he has to go out to the newspaper. Not everything should be out. There was a doctor in Israel, a dentist, that he, around a year ago, a year and a half, he had two people in his office, and between one to the other one came in the middle for a second, he didn't put new gloves. This person, a few weeks afterwards, got sick in AIDS. And they blamed this doctor that it came because of him. He knew that it's going to be out in the papers. He phoned a journalist and he told him, please, wait a few days till the police will check it. But don't publish, you are publishing now, you are ruining all my life. Did he agree? No. He didn't agree. It was in the papers. 3 days afterwards, this dentist committed suicide. Few months afterwards, they discovered that the dentist wasn't ashamed at all. It wasn't AIDS. It wasn't connected at all to this dentist. Sometimes, when your goal is letoelet, it will be 180 degrees. Degrees is the same, everything, the Celsius and Fahrenheit, you keep the old one. It will be entirely different if your main goal is the toilet or to give a scoop. Because of this, to be a religious journalist is not simple. Because if you say, okay, I want to do the toilet, so you say, okay, if we wait a few days, nothing will happen. This dentist, we sure that he will be, wow, now a study. When he knows now that the police will be in, he won't put in, he'll change gloves every minute, at least for the next few months, right? With him will be no problem. If we would wait another week, 2 weeks, 3 weeks, that the police will say something, nothing will happen. But we want to say it now, because if we won't say it now, Shema yekadmenu acher. Maybe someone else will find it before us. And this is a very important thing of religious journalists. I mean, you may say Lashon Hara to Eretz, but you may think all the time, is it really the toilet? Or is it for your for yourself, for your kidum, that you'll be more famous? Go to the pages, the first page in your there is another option to allow writing Lashon Hara in the papers. We look in Makor Aleph, Erech in the Vav, but I'll see just the two bottom lines. You see Makor Aleph in the first page, Amar Rava Bar Avuna. Makor Aleph, Shtei Shurot Milemata. אמר רבא בר רב הונא, כל מילתא שמתאמרה דאפי תלתא, everything that says בפני שלושה, three people hear it, לית בה משום נישנה וישנה. It's not לשון הרע anymore. מה היא תאמה? חברך, חברה איתלי, וחברך, חברה איתלי. If you say Lashon Hara and three people know it already, then you may continue saying this Lashon Hara. Why? Because if three people know this Lashon Hara, they'll tell another one, they'll tell any case, it will be known. Because any case it will be known, you may say this Lashon Hara. This is what's written in this Gemara. And we have to understand it. So what? So what if someone is going to public it because of this? We may keep saying Lashon Hara. And there are five Shitot Rishonim, five different explanations about this Gemara. And we'll read two of them. Rashi says, the mit'am of Ape Itlata, שהבעלים אמרו בפני שלושה. Rashi says, who said it for three people? The one that the Lashon Hara is about him. הבעלים של הלשון הרע. The one that everyone that the bad thing is on him, he went to speak to him and said, oh, you know, I... What did I do? I jumped from, I don't know why. I made something that people think it's bad. Because he said it for between, around three people, it means that he doesn't care that it will be public. Because he knows that he said it for three people, it will be public already. And now it's not Lashon Hara, it's Moichel, it means for him it's not a bad thing, he thinks it's okay, it's not a bad thing for him, and because of this it's okay. This is what Rashi says. This is also not so simple, but Rashi doesn't take the Gemara in the simple way. But Rambam, in Makor Tet, Rambam says, not Tet, I made two kinds of papers, one for a long shiur and one for a short one. Yours is a short one. Although it would, I made the beginning the long one, but beside that. Rambam says, Makor Gimel, ואם נאמרו דברים אלה בפני שלושה, כבר נשמע הדבר ונודע. אם סיפר הדבר אחד מן השלושה פעם אחרת, אין בו משום לשון הרע, והוא שלא יתכוון להעביר הכל ולגלותו יותר. Rambam says that if three people know this Lashon Hara, you may continue saying it to other people. That it's not Lashon Hara anymore. But Rambam says, והוא שלא יתכוון להעביר הכל יותר. You say it to people, but you are not trying to publish it everywhere. So Rambam is something that maybe can be easier for a newspaper, but not so simple, because usually the journalist מתכוון להעביר הכל ולגלות יותר. But something that was said around three people is something that's a little easier. In Makor 2, Chafetz Chaim asked, "Lichora kashe meod ivrei Makor Dalet." Which time? "Lichora kashe meod ivrei Rambam." במה שכתב? הגעת מחיים יבואו עשרה גזלנים ויגזלו לאחד את כל אשר לו? האם ייפטר כל אחד? משום זה בלבדי די נמי היו גוזלים אותו התשעה הנשארים? If there are 10 people coming and stealing from you something and you are to there are 10 people but also 9 of them could do it alone, so would we say that every one of them doesn't do an Aveira, because in any case it would happen with the other 9. Chafetz Chaim says, so what if those 3 people are going to tell everyone this Lashon Hara? Why you have the permission to be one of them? Also, if in any case it will be advertised everywhere, how does it give you? If you know that someone will steal, will take something from someone, and 10 people will do it together in any case, can you be a part of them? Because you know that in any case they would be stealing something from this person. How you can you say Lashon Hara? You understand the Chafetz Chaim? Chafetz Chaim says, Rambam says that if three people know this Lashon Hara, you may say it, because anyone, in any case, anyone will know it. So Chafetz Chaim says, okay, let's say that there are 9 people that are killing now someone. Now, they will kill in any case. May you join them and be the 10th one, because in any case they're killing, you mustn't. Chafetz Chaim says, so if Lashon Hara is the same, so why may you tell everyone Lashon Hara? Because those people will say, so what? It's like you are one of those murderers, that in any case it will happen, but you mustn't be a part of them. And Chafetz Chaim tries to say that maybe because any case it will be known, maybe en al deshem shel rechilut, maybe it's not lashon hara, maybe it went out of rechilut. We have to understand it. But what I want to say, and I'm going to make it short because I have no time now. I have a lot of things on each thing here that are more also in lamdes, but I won't come in now because then we will stay with a small thing. But I want to tell you another thing here that is very important. There is something that Lashon Hara, that few people know it. But there is also another thing. In the Tanakh, we have a lot of stories that the Tanakh tells us bad things on people. And the Gemara in Makor Hei says also, they say, Amar Rav Gidel, Amar Rav Nosha, Nashkech, Mani, Kakich. Now, because I love it, they say if someone from a place will kiss you, check if you have all your teeth inside. Maybe it took your teeth. If someone else, Nahar Kod, goes with you, check your suit and see that he won't pinch it from you, steal it from you. Things that you say, how can you say Lashon Hara on all these people? I mean, it's Lashon Hara on a group from people from Yoshvei Narash, Nun Reishin, or Koda. And also, Rebbe Makor Vav, Arba'at Varim Tziva Rabbeinu HaKadosh Et Varav, Al Tagur B'Shachantziv. Don't live in the town that's called Shachantziv. Mishum de Leitzan Yehavu. They are Leitzanim. They are... How do we say Leitzanim? Umashu beleitzanuta. Chafetz Chaim, in his footnote, says something very important. In Makor Chet, Chafetz Chaim says, I'm reading the riddle, the Efshar, in the middle of his thing, שזה היה מפורסם לעין הכל, ובזה לא שייך לשון הרע. Chafetz Chaim says there are 2 different cases. One of them that just people to know. Then Rambam says it's okay, and others in Rishonim says it's not okay. But it is, there's another case that everyone knows, not three people. Let's say something was published already in one newspaper. Now everyone knows it. Now it's not Lashon Hara anymore. If something is just Lashon Hara in potential, just three know it, and you say now they are going to tell everyone, this maybe is Lashon Hara for all the Rishonim, but Raman says, okay, because any case it will be public, you may say this Lashon Hara. But if it's Lashon Hara, then everyone knows. Everyone knows. Let's say it was in the papers, in the radio. This is not Lashon Hara. It's a bad thing, but it's not Rechilut, because everyone knows about it. It's Lashon Hara is percent. It's not in potential. It's already percent. And because of this, Chafetz Chaim says that in this case, it's no Lashon Hara at all. And because of this, the Gemara could tell you, don't go with this person, don't go with this person. If we take it for our case, in the newspaper, if you are the first one, you are the scoop person, then you have more problems. You have to see that it's Lashon Hara le'Tu'emet, with all the things we said before. But if everyone knows it, you know, in Israel, you don't call it Tofet. You heard about it? A Tofet. Usually, when I was a child, they would say that a Tofet is a history book. Because they would take everything that was written in Ma'ariv, in the other day before, and then we'll write it again. But when I was, this is the Tionita paper that was all the years, so when I was a child it was a joke against the Tosin. But today when I think about it, I say, maybe it's good, they took, look, sometimes they had scoops also, but maybe they took things that, because they're just after everyone knows, you should know also, you don't need to be the first one to know this. You wait a few hours, and it won't be Lashon Hara, maybe it will be better. Now, I said two things about newspapers. One is the Toilet. Second one is Mefursam. It will be a hater also if it's not the Tohelet. It's another issue, it's not Lashon Hara. But what you say is very correct. That also if it's not Lashon Hara, it doesn't mean that it's something good to speak of. Maybe you don't have Lashon Hara, but it's nothing good to speak of, especially if you are not sure that it's 100%. If it wasn't in the court, and here in the, we'll read and when this ends, this part, Orchot Tzadikim says, you see in Tzad Zmon, Rambam said that there is someone who calls Baal Lashon Hara. Baal Lashon Hara, Rambam said, is someone that all the time tries to say Lashon Hara. Looks around, where can he find something bad to speak about? Maybe there are journalists like this, but most of them, I hope not. But maybe Orchot Tzadikim says, Baal Lashon מחפש מומי בני אדם. He's checking the מומים, everyone, והוא דומה לזבובים, you know what is זבוב? שהם ינוחו לעולם על מקום הנכנוך. All the time they check, they can rest just when they see that. וכן הוא בעל לשון הרע. מניח כל הטוב באדם ומדבר מן הרע. מעשה זה אדם אחד, שהלך עם חכם בשדה וראה נבלה אחת. עוד איזה נבלה? אמר אותו אדם, כמה מסרחת נבלה הזו? How stinging is this נבלה? אמר החכם, כמה לבנות שיניה? How white her teeth? החכם הוכיח לאותו אדם ואמר, למה תאמר הגנאי שלה? תאמר השבח. And this is also a very important thing, and I think that this is one of the main things that I would tell religious journalists. It's very important to deal with Lashon Hara le'Tu'emet. Very important to write bad things according to all the rules that we saw before. But it's also important that most things that you write on would be good things. Why do you have to write just on bad things? Why can't you see good things and write also on good things all the time? It's connected to journalists, but connected also to us. If a teacher made something wrong in school, so straight away you go to the principal, you start Do you go the same also when the teacher does a good thing? I ask principal, say principal, Menel Betefer. I asked, someone told me he gets 500 a year approximately, complains about teachers, and he gets approximately 7 times that someone writes a nice letter. It's not that the people don't like school, the teachers then, but people usually know to say bad things and not to look at the good things. And this is a very important thing. If you want to have haters to say Lashon Hara L'Tu'elet, it's just, if you usually know to say good things, to look on good things, not just to check bad things. If you check bad things, this is Baal Lashon Hara. Someone that all the time checks all the booming, all the bad things, that doesn't know to check the good things. I can tell you that all those things were very important for me when I started Job Katif after the disengagement. Because after the disengagement was a very, very difficult time. And in Israel, everyone was so upset. The people didn't do anything. I don't know if you remember this time. It's like a balloon that was... People didn't do anything. And I thought that if we stay in trial time, look just on the bad things, we won't help anyone. And because of this I started to try helping people getting back in work, helping anyone of Gush Katif to find the good point that he has now, although all the bad things that he had before. And Baruch Hashem, till today, we have here a special booklet that came out just now. You have it here, Dr. Wiesel? Special booklet that came just now, a very nice one. We printed them specially for now, that we have the, I think, 25 stories of people of Gush Katif, that they were working in Gush Katif. They weren't working, they were unemployed for half a year, 2 years, 3 years, 4 years. And Baruch Hashem, we put them back in jobs or in training courses or by opening businesses. And I think that in all our life we can't when we see bad things we can't ignore and not to say also sometimes bad things that people will change, but most of our view should be in good things and should be how to find in each one all the good things that he has inside. Those are special booklets that we just bring them from Israel. I had a long call with Elad. It's not anymore, I bought more. Those are special ones, so I'm giving them to you. Take one. This is in English. If someone doesn't understand the English, I'll translate it for him. I had here more things to show you about the situation today, but instead of showing you, I'll just tell you. I'll just tell you that Baruch Hashem, approximately 1,800 of the Gush Katif people were already put in jobs, and some of them thanks to this community in the past, but there are still hundreds of people, unemployed people that were working in Gush Katif and that are not working now, and we're trying all the time to help them to be independent as they were in Gush Katif. In Gush Katif almost no one was unemployed. There are working people, and today hundreds of families are breaking still, especially people that are over 45, 50, that the market doesn't want them anymore, and they are good people. They can give a lot to society, and you'll read those things in the booklets, and if you have ideas, ways how to help those people, so you can Reach Me or Dr. Wiesen here in Tinek. Also what I spoke about Lashon Hara LeTo'elet, I'm just in the beginning. I gave few short things, but everything here is much deeper. But sometimes, you know, maybe it's enough to give the first view. And if you want once, we can make every week Shiur in Lashon Hara, and then to go deep and deep, and I made it once in a long week for months. Because Lashon Hara is something that all the time, every one of us should be working on. And I'll tell you, Rav Amital died, you know, a few months ago. I heard from Rav Amital, that heard from his wife, that heard from Nechama Leibovich, that people say that they don't do a mitzvah because they are not connected to this mitzvah. You know, in Hebrew you say, ani lo mitchaber. You say it here, it's a slang, I don't know if you say connected. Lo matim lo. So she said, it's not true. He said, look, basar bechalav, no one really understands why not to eat basar bechalav. But no, really, this person will take basar and chalav and eat it together. Naknik and gvinat tzuba, no one will do it. Lashon Hara, everyone understands. And check how many people are keeping it. So don't tell me mitchaber, no mitchaber, mevin, no mevin. And I think that every time that we speak about Lashon Hara, this is something that should give us more koyach to be better. To be better not just to, not to say Lashon Hara, but to be better, to look on good view on Am Yisrael. And Chafetz Chaim says, Mida keneged mida. If we know to look in good view on Am Yisrael, Kodosh Baruch Hu looks in a good view at us, Be'ezrat Hashem. שנצליח להיזהר מלשון הרע, וש... הקדוש ברוך הוא יראה אותנו בעין טובה, בעין יפה, שתתחזק האהבה, האחווה, השלום והרעות בין כולנו.
Obligation is to publicize the truth.